Well, Ray, not the result you were wanting, I'm sure.
No, definitely not. Very disappointed, Tom. You know, we never performed at all today. Like, and Tyrone came here all guns a-blazing, and they proved why they're such a good team, that they went 17 games unbeaten before we beat them the last day, like, you know, and they just wanted the game more, and, you know, fair play to them. They went ahead and took the game.
Yeah, and you got a good enough start.
We got a good enough start, like, you know, but they crept in for a goal again, like, you know, and that's just the problem we have. We seem to concede soft goals, you know, and... You know, I was disappointed that he wasn't brought down or something to concede a free, like, but, you know, as I said, Tyrone wanted that game more and they were a hungrier team and, you know, we're just very disappointed.
And you were on the back foot from once they got the goal, really, because they were playing against the wind and, you know, it put them, what, 3 points up.
That's right, you know, and, you know, they never wanted to get behind, you know, and once they got in front and even when we drew level, like, they kept pushing on, like, and always kept that wee bit in front and... You know, fair play to them, like, they showed great character and they were just so hungry out there, like, you know, that the swamp was out every time the player was on the ball. There was three or four of them just surrounding them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, well, you just can't compete with that.
That was very noticeable that they particularly swamped and crowded out your key men like Danny Cullen, Rona McDermott, you know, men that had done the damage against them the last day.
That's right, they picked out the main boys, like, but saying that then, like, you know, if there's three or four of them on one of our players, like, we have to have loose men, like, and... Some of these boys just didn't step up to the mark today, Tom, to be honest, you know, and I'm disappointed in the performance. And, you know, the likes of Danny Cullen and Joe Boyle and Nenna McDermott, they can't carry the team all the time, like, you know, and once you take them boys out of the equation, like, you know, it's a very hard struggle for Donegal Hurling. And, like, it was shown out there today, like, that Tyrone were the far, far hungrier team and they wanted that more, like, you know. And
was it the fact that you had beaten them in the league final and, you know, had proved a better team at the end of two hard games? Maybe there was a certain complacency coming in here today.
No, it wasn't that, like, but, you know, as I said to you during the week, a wounded animal is a dangerous thing, like, and they weren't happy when they beat us, like, coming off the back of 17 straight wins, like, you know, they won this competition last year, like, you know, And they proved, like, you know, how good of a team they are, like, to come in here again today into the O'Donnell Park, like, and beat us the way they beat us.
You feel tactically they got the better of you as well, you know, they crowded you out, they played the two men up front.
The beat us everywhere in the pitch, Tom, to be honest, like, you know, they just had our homework done on us, you know, and, you know, I just can't put my finger on how we played so bad, like, and we did play bad, and... Yeah. You know, it was just one of those days when it didn't go right for us, and unfortunately, we lost.
Yeah, having said that, it's not the end of the road.
Ah, no, like, we're out again next week, so we'll have another bite of the cherry, but it's not the ideal way to go into this competition. You want to be going in, winning all your games, like, and try and get in the front door, and, you know, we have a lot of work now to do between now and next week.
Is it a wake up call, maybe?
Ah, definitely, like, it's a real kick in the backside out there, you know, and. You know, we're struggling at the minute with training. We have so many fellas away and so many guys injured, like, you know, and but, you know, we're just going to have to try and do something about that now and get ready for next week.
And in terms of those that are out injured, Marty McGrann, Paul Sheridan, where are they at?
Well, I would be hoping that Marty and Paul Sheridan should be fully fit for next week. You know, like, Joe was struggling there today, Enda was struggling. There was young Mark Callan, who was playing cornerback, like, you know, Mark was just fabulous today, like, you know, and he's struggling with a groin strain, and, you know, fair play to them, like, they showed great character, like, you know, and commitment to the jersey, like, and, you know, hopefully next week we'll be in better shape, like, you know, we'll get through next week.
But in terms of Tyrone, no complaints today, they deserve to win it.
Ah, no, they deserve to win it, like, you know, but I'm going to see it again and I'm going to get my hand slapped. I thought the referee was poor out there again today, like, you know, there was a wild lot of very dubious frees, like, you know, and we were hung a couple of times, like, you know, around the neck, and he kind of gave a free the other way for over carrying the ball, like, and, you know, I thought it was very, very bad refereeing, like, you know, and I'm going to keep saying it, and you know, unless they do something about the standard of referee in this competition, where they want to be bringing in big referees for these games, like, you know, and let these referees referee National League games or whatever, like, you know, but see the Nicky Racker, the Chris Ring and all those teams, they want to be bringing in top class referees, like, you know, and let the game flow, like, and you know, it's a disgrace, I think, the refereeing at the minute.
Yeah, having said that, people will be saying there's Ray Jury again, you know, an old record, broken record.
Oh, well, like, I'll play it, Tom, because I'm a true hurling man, like, you know, and look at, you know, you watch any of them, Kilkenny Clare, Kilkenny Tip, Cork Tipperary, and you see the way games flow, like, and there's pulling and dragging and slapping, and it's play on, like, but here, you know, if you only brush against the man out, it's a free, like, you know, and they just have to wake up, like, you know, and let the game flow, like, it should be, like, it's a physical game, it's a contact sport, and you have to let it run.